We end the show in the literature corner, and this week we speak to the founder of a South African startup sensation, Digs Connect. It was started by seasoned entrepreneur, tech enthusiast, Alexandra Proctor, who has also written a book, a memoir titled Upstart, in which she shares her insights and experiences around the world of startups and new tech. And Alexandria joins us this morning to tell us about the book. Alexandria, very good morning to you. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Thank you so much. Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Alexandra. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks for asking.
So I was reading some of the information around the book, or some of the press around the book, and you were quoted as saying that at school, you were the kind of kid that just scraped through. And you said in grade 11, I remember getting 32% for maths. I didn't do well in the school structure. But then later on, you become a member of Mensa. Which seems, you know, particularly with school, you often think if you don't do well at school, well, that's it. So much emphasis is placed on school, and yet school didn't work for you, but you seem to have turned out pretty okay.
Yeah, you know, I think the schooling system, looking back now, I think it's definitely an attitude problem on my side. I struggle with authority. I don't like being told what to do. And funny enough, all the things that got me in so much trouble at school, you know, not being like told to do, doing it my own way, ended up being really good characteristics and qualities of starting a business. You know, I think sort of striking out on your own and relying on yourself and just being like, screw it, I'm going to do it, worked out really well later on in life. I had a really good education, but I think it's just my attitude wasn't amazing when I was at school.
And so when did you discover that, A, you know, while you were quite smart, but you weren't school smart? Because I think school tests particular things. Often I don't even think it tests smarts. So when do you realize that while school doesn't work out for you, that you can actually do other things? You can start and run a successful business.
Well, I think it was more actually like a mindset shift. You know, I realized that no matter how frustrated you can get the system exists, and you have to kind of work within the bounds of what's there to create something of value, you know, to kind of get to the next step of your career or your dreams, whatever you're trying to build. You know, no matter what my gripes were with school, that was a system I had to work in to get at, you know, to get to the next stage of life. So that's why even in grade 11 and grade 10 and all the rest, I didn't do too well. By the time it came to trick, I realized that if I wanted to take the next step, you know, go to university, whatever it was, I had to really just play within the rules. So I just knuckled down, did the work, towed the line, you know, kind of fixed my attitude. And then it really won the trick, you know, when I was at university, and at university is when I started my company. So I think you have to kind of play within the bounds a bit. You have to know the rules before you break them, I think. So it's kind of more of an attitude shift than anything else.
Yeah. But you passed matric, you matriculated with a 75% aggregate, you get into university, you go to UCT. So what do you do at UCT?
So UCT, I mean, I did the usual thing, you know, sort of you register, you do your degree, you go to classes. But I think where things were interesting is I got really involved in student politics and student government. And the universities are always really exciting places because you start to become an adult, you're engaging, and what it means to be a part of the sport of democracy, what it means to be a citizen. And when I got involved in student government, I got elected onto, in student politics, I got elected onto student government. And that's when I started realizing that there were structural issues with student housing. And that's when I built my company to solve that problem.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us about Digs Connect. What does Digs Connect do? What were you thinking was, you know, how you were going to solve this, you know, the structural issue that you had now become aware of?
So Digs Connect, we're a student housing platform. We're the biggest in Africa. And it's very similar to how an Airbnb or like a booking.com would work. So we were landlords, first in South Africa, but now globally, who would go on the platform, list their properties, go through our internal vetting process, and then students would go on from the universities or colleges or campuses or TVETs, and they will go and find a place to stay. And we've got a very hands-on team because you understand for an 18-year-old or for a 19-year-old, it's pretty scary. You know, moving to a new city, you're now taking your first step into adulthood, you're moving out of home. You've got a very hands-on team that helps students guide through the process of, you know, signing their first lease and finding a home. And how it all started was, you know, exactly this. I was sitting on campus. I was a student. And my portfolio on SRC was the housing portfolio, in essence. So looking at this, and we have this, you know, amazing South African spirit that we have of entrepreneurship. So even though there's not enough formal infrastructure on campus for housing, so many South Africans have started buying up, you know, if it's houses or flats, converted to student accommodation. You have new sector called PBSA, it's Purpose-Built Student Accommodation, which is a whole new property sector in South Africa that is getting a lot of attention from international investors as just a really exciting place to get good returns. And these properties are being built across South Africa, and these landlords, these property companies need to have tenants. So you have both sides looking for a place, and then you have a database. And a website is essentially, you know, a database that has nice wrapping on the front. You can engage with, interact with, click on things and chat to each other on. And this is about the same time that Uber had launched on campus. So the idea that you could access services through your phone was kind of taking the campus by storm. And it seemed really obvious. You know, I knew how to do very basic software development. I mean, I'm not Mark Zuckerberg, but I can sort of hack together a very basic website. And so I just built that, you know, just to kind of solve the problem that was in front of my face, on my desk.
Yeah.
And that was how it all started.
And so you build this website. There's clearly a need for it. You launch it. And what is the response? When do you realize that it's, I guess, done well or taken off?
It was almost instantly. That was a crazy thing. Like, I didn't plan on being an entrepreneur. I didn't plan on being a founder. Like, I really love the work I do in politics and governance. I find it, like, it was really exciting. I was studying a science degree. You know, I was doing physics and math and chem and bio. I didn't think I had a business bone in my body, you know. I thought about the people that do accounting, and I was nothing like them, or business, nothing like them. And so I literally just built this website just to solve the problem on my desk. You know, it's just about making this work. And I think because it was a very close-knit sort of small community, I mean, you had to be a UC student to sign up, you had to use the email address, and it was the landlords that were around campus, you know, that walk up to class every day. So it's just a very tight-knit thing. I think conversely, often when people build businesses, they want to go huge instantly. You know, they want to go global, being everywhere. But I think by starting small and having something that really works at a small scale was a work for us, you know, because you have in that marketplace liquidity where there's enough demand, enough supply, and it just worked almost instantly. It was crazy. I had Google Analytics on the platform, and I remember sitting in class watching it go up and up, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've created something crazy here, taking a life of its own. And then there was a friend of mine from SRC, a guy called Greg Hill, who is my co-founder now. He jumped on board and was the one who said, look, this is actually a business. Let's make this happen. And he's just phenomenal. And I think working together was really the magic combination that took it to the next level.
And so you've now written a book called Upstart. And in the book, is it the story of, you know, part of the story you've shared with us now about how, you know, you come out of school, you go to university, you see this a very clear need, you create a product, and so now you're finding yourself in this, I guess, very fast-paced, you know, tech-driven environment. And when you were putting together this book, what were you wanting to do with it? So someone picking up Upstart, what do you want them to learn from the book?
Well, sure things. You know, I think the main thing, I think when it comes to relaying lessons and
we seem to have lost Alexandra there. Apologies. Speaking to founder of Digs Connect, which was or is a South African startup sensation. Alexandra is an entrepreneur. She's a tech enthusiast. She started a business as a student at UCT, and now she's put her learnings in a book. Her insights, her experiences, some advice around the business of starting up a startup, using new technology to drive your business. She's now published a book called Upstart, and that's why she joins us this morning for our Literature Corner conversation. The book is published by, I think it's by Melinda Ferguson Books. And so she tells the story of, you know, having been a child that didn't like school, at some point didn't do well at school, to becoming quite a successful business person. And Digstart was actually started while she was at UCT. So we're speaking to her this morning, and unfortunately had a bit of a technical issue there, which we will get sorted. By the time she was 18, she had traveled, before she was 18, she'd summited Kilimanjaro at 20. By 24, she was one of South Africa's youngest self-made millionaires. She's also apparently on record as being the youngest child at her school to get detention. She was 6 years old. And of course, you know, she kind of scrapes through school until she gets to matric, and she actually does really well, actually. So we're speaking to Alexandra about her very interesting career and the advice that she's now put into this book that she's now published, a title called Upstart. And of course, if you'd like to find any of our other Literature Corner conversations, because we do this every Saturday, you can find them on the Weekend Breakfast with Gugs and Mhlongo page on our new online home, primemediaplus.com. You also find it on the new app, Prime Media Plus, the Prime Media Plus app. And so we're hoping to just get her back on the line to finish our conversation. And maybe you're someone that's used Digs Connect. I've never used it. By the time it had come out, I had finished with school, so I didn't need the platform. But maybe you are a student, or you have a student in your life that's used Digs Connect before. I'd love to hear your experiences on 011-883-0702. You can also send us your SMSs on 31702 and your WhatsApp messages on 072-702-1702. Alex, I think we have you back. Good morning.
Back again. Sorry about that.
So you were still saying, because I was asking, you know, what does this book, what do you share in this book? When you're putting together this book, who is it for? What's in it?
Absolutely, yeah. So I mean, I think what I was getting at is it comes to relaying messages or sort of teaching lessons, which I want to do this book, you know, it's kind of give almost a playbook for startups. I think the best way of doing it is always through storytelling. I think that storytelling is such an innate part of our humanity in a way, in the idea of like our tradition. So once you wrap up this idea of how to build a startup and the tech startup ecosystem, but most importantly of all, I wanted to tell a deeply South African story. You know, I was born on the same time as our democracy. And growing up in this, you know, rainbow nation, this new democracy, and the hope of that, and the dream of that, and it was in that this idea of building a startup and the hopes and dreams of that, tie it together in a story that is exciting and fun and easy to read, but also deeply positive. You know, it really changed this narrative people have: this future is somehow not exciting, because the future is incredible. It's simply the, you know, the culmination of the decisions we're making every single day is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And I wanted to show people that that power is in their hands by simply saying they're going to do it, you know, deciding that we want to build something.
Yeah. And for you, you know, do you share, you know, some of the mishaps or the mistakes or the missed opportunities that you've had in your journey as well, in addition to, you know, the success, the optimism? Do you also share that, you know, these are things I wish I'd done just a little bit better?
Oh my gosh, completely. I would say a lot of the lessons are, this is what I did, you know, this worked. A lot of things is, this is what I did and it didn't work. Whatever you do, do not do this.
Yeah.
Definitely the ups and downs. And the, I mean, the COVID years, especially the lockdown years, were really, really tough. I mean, university shut down, students went home. Mm. And we faced a massive existential risk to the business. You know, there were betrayals, there were letdowns. The series of crises, you know, it's an absolute roller coaster of emotions running a business. And I wanted to convey that when things are going completely wrong and you feel like, oh my gosh, I've made so many mistakes, let's just give up. I wanted to relate that is absolutely par for the course. As soon as you try anything, you're going to get flack, you know, you're going to catch someone, you're going to make a mistake. But that's all part of it. You know, that is the journey of just bouncing back. You know, Winston Churchill has this great quote where he says, success is going from failure to failure and not losing your sense of humor. And I absolutely love that.
And so who is this book for? Is it for anyone who's, I guess, I imagine it's anyone who's interested in, you know, building a startup, what it takes, getting into the world of business. But could it be someone who's just looking for a really interesting read?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. Like, I want to make it a really fun book to read, you know, something lighthearted and hilarious and just really, really enjoyable. You know, it tells a story more than anything, certainly about building a startup, but also just tells, I think, a very human story about someone who, you know, a Quebec girl who has a dream, you know, trying to make it happen. And I hope that it's a story that can be relatable across whatever it is you're chasing in life.
Yeah. Alexandra, thank you so much for making time for us this morning. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I really appreciate being on. Have a great morning.
You too. That is seasoned entrepreneur, a tech startup business owner, and now author Alexandra Proctor speaking to us about her latest book. It's a book called Upstart, and it is out now.